One more look at college now. This is a week where the applicants are on pins and needles and they learn their fate. And let's recall just how tense the meeting between a prospective student and a high-powered Ivy League, say, admissions counselor can actually be. Here's Tom Cruise's famous scene with the Princeton admissions officer in the movie Risky Business.
Well, Joe, your stats are very respectable. You've done some solid work here. But it's not quite Ivy League now, is it?
You know, Bill, there's one thing I've learned in all my years. Sometimes you gotta say, what the f***? Make your move.
So, how we doing?
It's like University of Illinois.
Of course, Joel there in Risky Business did fine after making some controversial and financially savvy decisions. But today, University of Illinois would be a great outcome for a lot of aspiring students. And in this economic environment, almost as expensive as the Ivy League with the costs of college in their own inflation spiral. We're taking your questions about all that. Listener from Jersey City, New Jersey, texted us at 69866 to ask, are there any colleges with job guarantees? That's a good one. Oakland, California asks, when is it too late to apply for grants instead of loans? Our good friend Beth Kobliner will join us at the end of the week to answer your questions. And she's here this morning to focus specifically on the investment of college. Takeaway contributor, personal finance expert, and author of Get a Financial Life. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Beth is on the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. So come on, get to the phone here. And Steve Schneider joins us, high school counselor, secondary level, and vice president of the American School Counselor Association. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning.
He's in Sheboygan, Wisconsin this morning. Steve, can you relate to that scene from Risky Business? Tom's really trying to impress the college admissions counselor. It's a whole different world today, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. I'm glad to say most of my students aren't like Tom Cruise. But, it's tough and high stakes. It can be an anxious time for a lot of kids and families, that's for sure.
What are the stakes for a high school counselor, though, beyond just getting your own numbers of who gets into college up? Once they're in, you're done with it, right?
Well, no, I shouldn't be done with it, actually. There's some pretty good data out there that we're able to collect these days that would indicate whether students are staying in school, or how long they're staying in school, or are they completing through their graduation programs, which is helpful information for us at the high school level, because if they aren't, if they're going on to school and then leaving after 1 year or transferring to a different school after a year or two, it's useful for us to know that, because we can begin the process then of working with students and families to say, look, we really need to maybe take a closer look at what's going into this decision beyond that's the school my brother went to.
Right.
Or, you know, that's just where our family goes. There's a lot of information, a lot of things that need to be taken into account.
You can't just blithely walk into what has become one of the most important financial decisions of your life, which is why Beth Kobliner is here. I was looking at some stats, Beth. American families, when it comes to college indebtedness or educational indebtedness, are all in.
They're all in.
Give me some of the numbers here.
Well, last summer marked the very first time in our country's history when student loan debt, which is nearly $900 billion, was greater than our credit card debt as a country, which is just $800 billion, which is, you know, a huge problem. And this month, the Institute for Higher Education Policy released something which was startling to me, because we all know, yes, students are in high debt. But it found that nearly 4 out of 10 students with student loans, people who graduated with student loans, were either in default, meaning they hadn't paid back their loans in 9 months or more, or delinquent, meaning they were late by 60 or 90 days. So clearly the strategy we're using as a country to finance college of borrowing money is not working if 4 out of 10 students are unable to pay that money back within the first 5 years.
$900 billion, and of course add to that the people who are paying cash or who are getting financial aid grants, et cetera.
Right.
You're up close to $1 trillion here in terms of the actual investment.
Or putting it on their credit cards.
Right, how much of that is costs that would come down if people paid more attention? How much of it reflects the importance of college? Sure, we're going to pay for it, Beth.
Right. It's a great question. I mean, I think that there's been an assumption on everyone's part that, of course, you go to college. And it's true, college still is a good investment. And if you look at unemployment rates, they are double for people who don't go to college than people who do go to college. So it makes sense to go to college. However, by looking very carefully now and looking at the crazy rules that are involved now and some changes in the law, you can really make a difference for what you're paying.
Well, Steve, I want to ask you, because I'm one of those people that I have zero credit card debt, and my student loan is just about the only thing I have left owing at age 41, still paying it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what do you say to this high school seniors as they're preparing to go to college to kind of bring them down to earth in terms of their costs and how long those student loans could last?
Well, I think one of the primary things that we're trying to do is make sure that whatever the student's outcome goal is going to match their educational plan. There are so many options now for continuing education beyond high school that wouldn't necessarily require the large bill that's going to come with, say, a four-year college or university. So making sure that the student's final outcome goal matches where they're planning to go to school. For example, there are many, many, many degree programs that could be taken care of through either a community college or a technical college system that would be far less expensive with a much targeted outcome than maybe a four-year degree might provide for them.
But that's absolutely right. I mean,
Steve Schneider, really nice. High school counselor, president of the American School Counselor Association. Beth, go ahead.
That's absolutely right. You know, a lot of college counselors, unlike Steve, don't tell people about the two-year option. Go for 2 years to a community college, and then you could transfer to a four-year college. You know, there's a great new law that's coming out starting late October of this year that will offer people a better sense of what college they'll have to pay for certain colleges, because it requires colleges now to put on their websites what you will pay.
Real costs.
It's called the net price calculator. But think of colleges like the airline industry. When you think of the fact you're on a plane, you're sitting next to someone, you paid $500, they paid $200. You have to do your research.
And know why.
It's like a collegeosity, travelosity of college.
Beth Kobliner is going to be here later in the week to answer your questions all about college as part of our series. She's takeaway contributor, personal finance expert, and author of Get a Financial Life. Steve Schneider, I want it all, buddy. I want the experience of college. I want to study something wacky like Greek, and I want to have a job when I come out. How much is it going to cost me, buddy?
Let's take a look at everything. You want it all. You want the whole experience, and you want the cake at the end.
And I need it in about 20 seconds.
Well, I would say you're probably looking at being in debt well into your adult life. There's just no way around it. And with a prospect like Greek, we're going to have a tough time finding an occupation that's going to be able to support your loan.
Yeah, and check out Greece's financial credit rating these days.
Right.
That's for sure. Steve Schneider, thanks so much. High school counselor, secondary level vice president of the American School Counselor Association in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Steve, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What's your college experience? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm not in debt anymore from college. Thank goodness. I'm John Hockenberry.
I am Celeste Headley, still in debt from college. This is The Takeaway.